How's it going, everybody? It's Jameer Walton again, licensed real estate agent in the state of Illinois with Premier Midwest Realty. Don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to talk about a little bit today about the cost associated with buying a home. Now, there will be another video. I'll talk about the different government programs where you can possibly get into a home where you didn't pay no money on a down payment or closing costs. The government has programs that can assist those costs for you. But a lot of times when people qualify for those programs, they think that they still don't have to pay for anything. Wrong. So I just want to go over a few things for you that you're going to have to pay when you're buying a home. The very first thing, down payment costs. Depending on the type of financing you have, you may be paying anywhere from 20% down payment to 10% down payment. And if you're going FHA, you can go as low as 3.5% to 5%. Now, again, you just need to make sure that you have these funds because there's no point in wasting the agent's time or your time buying a home. And then at the very last thing, the last thing you find out is that you don't even have the funds for the down payment because you're going to lose your earnest money, which now is going to be the next thing I'm going to talk about. Earnest money, if you didn't watch my previous video, earnest money is the money that you put down on a property. You say, okay, I like this property. I want to make an offer on this property. The agent accepted your offer. Now, this is your way of showing that you're going to buy this property. Once you go through the mortgage process, the appraisal, the inspection, everything else, you're for sure going to buy this property. And now that that earnest money now allows you to put that down and now make that property contingent, or what's also called under contract, which also means that now nobody else in the world publicly can make an offer or bid on that home unless you get out of contract for whatever reason. Now, you need to keep in mind, with that earnest money, and your attorney will go over this with you, there's certain time periods that you have to get everything that you need, and if you don't, your earnest money will be non-refundable. So again, this is why it's important to make sure you have the funds for the down payment, depending on the type of financing you're doing. Because if you don't have those funds for that down payment and you get to the closing table and you got to tell them, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I would have the money and I don't have it, that earnest money that you put up is now to the seller. It's theirs. You cannot get it back. Earnest money, typically standard, and I'm just talking in Illinois. I can't speak for any other states or any other anywhere else. The standard is $1,000 for earnest money. Now, if you want to make a strong offer, if you're in a situation where everybody likes the home, you can make your earnest money amount however much it is. And once you get to the closing table, that amount in earnest money gets credited in the purchase price. So if you're buying a home for $70,000, you went through the entire process and you put $1,000 for earnest money, now that $1,000 gets put into the purchase price of $70,000. So it does get credited towards the purchase of the home. But again, you need that money to make sure so you can solidify the contract and put it under contract so nobody else can take that home. So now you go through the mortgage approval process. Next thing is inspection. The bank is going to want you to make sure you get that property inspected, because the last thing, even if the banks didn't require it, last thing you want to do is buy a home, you move into it, and then all of a sudden, cabinets start falling off, the fridge stops working, the plumbing is messed up. You want to have a licensed inspector to inspect all of that. Now, my suggestion, when you get an inspector, if you're working with me, I'll suggest this as well. You want to get an inspector that's locally in that market. The reason being, if you're trying to buy a home, let's say, for example, in the Illinois area, let's say you're trying to buy a home in Forest Park. You want to get an inspector that's in Forest Park or that has experience doing inspections in Forest Park, because you need to make sure that that home passes the Forest Park local inspections. You get an inspector that's just from another area, not saying they cannot do a great job, but they might not be aware of what's needed for the local inspection in order to be passed by that local town. So again, you need to get somebody that's in that specific local town, or it can be somebody that has experience working in that town. And that's something you can talk with them and ask them those questions when you're looking for the inspector that you're going to get for the property. Next thing is, and also too, with that inspection sheet, you can use that now as bargaining negotiating power. Now as an agent, if we come back and that inspector says you need these things done to the property, now you can tell them, hey, you know what, my client got the inspection, these are the things that the inspector said that needs to be done to the property. Now if they did not, if some of those things are things that's minor, like a little paint chip here, but it's not like something that's like a safety hazard, if you still request that you want that done and then they deny it, now you can say, okay, well, now if we don't get that done, now we want to either push back the closing date or we want to get $2,000 less in it. So let's say that the owner, the inspection came out and it needs about give or take, let's say easy math, $1,000 worth of work with everything to completely repair everything. Let's say the owner just says, I don't want to do all of that. I deny it. If there's something that's not a major safety hazard, they can deny that. And when they deny it, now you can just say, okay, well, instead of our offer of $100,000, we'll just put that $1,000 as a credit toward, as a buyer credit towards it. So now, now your offer is down to $69,000 as well. So now you can use that as leverage for yourself. So typically, an inspection is going to be around between $400 to $500. I have seen inspections that were less than that, but again, I like to always give my clients the higher number because I would rather you have $500 expecting that to be a cost for the inspection, and then they tell you, oh, it's only $375, versus me telling you, oh, it's only going to be $300, and then it comes out to be $375, $400. So let's just say for easy math, $500 for the inspection. Next thing is the appraisal. The bank is going to want to make sure that they're not overpaying for this home. So I know that the home is listed at $100,000, and I know you agreed to give them an offer $100,000, but they want to make sure that a licensed appraiser looks at that home, looks at the condition, looks at the sole comparables in the area, and look at the market history, and to make sure, yes, this home is worth $100,000. Because, again, the bank wants to make sure they're not giving you more money for the home than what it's worth. Excuse me. So again, appraisal is roughly about between $400 to $500. So for easy math, let's just say $500. So we already got the appraisal, $500. We got the inspection, $500, and we got the earnest money, $1,000. So right now we're already at $2,000. And just give or take, in case you want to add an extra $1,000 for earnest money to make your offer stronger, you can even add another $1,000 to that. The only cost that I'm missing on there is just the cost for the down payment. Excuse me, for the cost of the down payment. And again, I can't really give you a figure on that because that's pretty much based and dependent upon the type of financing you do. Again, if you do FHA, you can do anywhere as low as 3.5% to 5%. If you're doing traditional financing because you're not a first-time home buyer and you don't qualify for FHA, then you can it'll be anywhere between about 10% to 20% depending on what the bank requires you to do. So again, I just wanted to shoot this video for you all to make sure that you're aware of the money that you will need in order to successfully be at the closing table and get the keys to your home. So I hope this information was very, very helpful for you. Again, if you got any other questions or concerns, definitely feel free to reach out to me. I'll have my contact information at the bottom of this video. So have a wonderful day. And if you know anybody that's looking to buy a home, definitely feel free to share this information with them. Thank you and have a great day.